Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey y'all, I'm Eves, and welcome to This Day in History class, where we uncover a new layer of history every day. Today is March 1st, 2020. The day was March 1st, 1790. Congress authorized the first census of the entire United States. Among other provisions, Article 1, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution required the federal government to conduct a survey of the U.S. population every 10 years. That way, Congress could determine how many representatives would come from each state and how federal resources would be divided among states. The Census Act passed during the second session of the first Congress and was signed by President George Washington on March 1, 1790. The act called for the omission of Native Americans who were not taxed. It called for marshals to distinguish free people from everyone else and to distinguish the sex and color of free people. The act provided for the census, or enumeration as it called it, to begin on the first Monday in August and end within 9 calendar months. As planned, the first census began on August 2, 1790. The census was conducted in the original 13 states, as well as the districts of Kentucky, Maine, Vermont, and the Southwest Territory, or present-day Tennessee. Because Vermont was not admitted to the Union until March of 1791, the census didn't take place there until after it became a state that year. The process was supervised by the marshals of the judicial districts, and they hired assistant marshals to act as census takers. There were 17 marshals and an estimated 650 assistant marshals. The assistant marshals made 2 copies of the returned survey, one to post in the neighborhood for public knowledge, and another given to the marshal to be forwarded to the president. The census included 6 questions, the name of the head of the household, as well as the number of people in each household who fit into 5 categories. Those categories were free white males age 16 and older, free white males under age 16, free white females, all other free people, and slaves. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, the distinction of the age of free white males was to, quote, assess the country's industrial and military potential. Census takers determined the race of the people they counted. They did that by considering how people were viewed in their community or based on ideas about so-called black blood. Enslaved people were counted as three-fifths of a person, and Native Americans weren't counted until 1870. The category of mulatto was added in 1850, and other multiracial categories were added in later years. People could choose their own race starting in 1960. The total population based on the 1790 census was counted as 3.9 million non-Native American people. That number included around 700,000 enslaved people. Secretary of State Thomas Jefferson and other officials believed that number was too low. There were people who opposed the census for religious reasons or because they thought it was related to increasing taxation. The cost of the entire census came in at $44,377. 1790 census records from several states have since been lost, possibly destroyed when the British burned the Capitol in Washington during the War of 1812. I'm Eve Sheffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If there's something I missed in the show today, you can let us know at TDIHC Podcast on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. You can also email us at thisday@iheartmedia.com. I truly hope you enjoyed today's show. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my! Look at that! He is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win! Unbelievable!
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having seven kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.